This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. This is What's on Your Mind. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hannon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here. This hour, we continue our conversation with folks in the St. Anthony area about just how difficult life has been down there. The idea of this program and our town hall with Sheriff Kyle Kirkmeyer at Martin County to address their concerns and questions and allow all of us to hear firsthand what they're going through is to wake you up from your slumber if you're not paying attention to what's going on. The rule of law is being challenged in North Dakota by lawless thugs. And it's not huge numbers, although they continue to call for more. Someone just forwarded me something that was sent to the activist community all across the country saying, hey, if you're experiencing this civil disobedience, come to North Dakota. We need you. So they are not about to quit. They are not. They have co-opted the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe concerns over the siting of the Dakota Access Pipeline, and now it's all about fossil fuels, and it's a much bigger issue, and it is unlawful, very unlawful, and happening right beneath our eyes. You, in our audience, need to be awakened to this and ask every government leader you know what's being done about it. We need to stand shoulder to shoulder with these folks. Doug Goring will join us because today we focused a lot on farmers and ranchers and how this is affecting them. I want to give him a chance to address that today on the program. He's raised these issues previously, and we're hearing them along with you today on the program as well. So we'll continue to do that. We're brought to you today by our friends at High Plains Apache. They're the good folks that are your Apache sprayer dealer in North Dakota. Not some other sprayer company. They are the sprayer company the others are talking about. And you know what? They have that ET Ag on-site retail store with more than 50,000 sprayer parts. Spray tips, pumps, hoses, fittings, valves, and more. You need it. They've got it. Simple as that. Everyone. And High Plains Apache is committed to make sure you have what you need, the parts for all brands of sprayers, not just Apache anything. Banjo fittings, bulk hoses, liquid fertilizer parts, they've got it. In Mandan, across from Bonanza, and also in Fargo, actually south of Fargo and Frontier at Exit 60. High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com. More now of our town hall conversation with farmers and ranchers in Martin County Sheriff Kyle Kirkmeyer.
When did the National Guard coming in, all those National Guard we had?
All right, question for the sheriff about the National Guard. Obviously, they're here manning the information points, but is there any plans to use the National Guard in more of an active law enforcement role or more numbers?
Right now, that the National Guard comes back to the Department of Emergency Services and their decision and the governor. But right now, my request was to be able to get some of the Guard in to help with the in the support area. Because they're not law enforcement officers, but they can help with certain functions, and that's at the moment what we're trying to get.
Do you want more? Would you take more from the National Guard?
I would. The manpower, everything would help at this point.
All right. Who else? And we have not had in here yet. I want to give you a chance to. Yes, go ahead.
They said there was like 1,500 more that could be brought in, I heard.
Well, yeah, I mean, the numbers, you'd be just, what number would you, if you picked a number, whether they come from the EMAC deal with other states or whether they come from the Guard, what would be the best number to have?
Yeah, the right now, as far as the National Guard, and I think from some of the meetings we had before, North Dakota has like 3,000 National Guardsmen somewhere in that area. But we just want to make sure that the National Guard would come in a support role because they're not necessarily trained in law enforcement. So there's, different engineers, there's, different jobs that they have done in the military. We just want to, but they can be used in a support role.
And is there a number? If you had your way, what would the total number of your force, no matter where they come from, National Guard, the county side, what numbers would you take if it was doable?
Well, I have numbers, but I don't want to give away some of the tactics or whatever that we're looking at. So,
well, it's just that we'll just translate that. They better leave soon, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. Good. They need to hear that for sure. Yes. Let me come back over here to Someone else? This would be
I have a
Doug.
Yep.
Haley. Go ahead, Doug.
I have a question for our sheriff and a comment. When I was much less youthful, I was an officer in the Guard, and one of our secondary missions was we were trained for riot and crowd control. And as I understand, that's still part of the mission of the Guard. I was also on the other side of things when I was considerably less youthful than I am now. I woke up one morning underneath my car, and the radio was on, and I heard, if you're in Zap, the Guard is coming to move you out.
And they did.
And they did. And my question is, if college students out for a drunk are really riotous, and they were in one location, to me this is far more severe, and it should call for the same or more force.
And I would just tag on to that question for you, Sheriff, to say that I've heard reports that that's exactly what these antagonist protesters, terrorists, rioters want, right? They want more Guard members so they can provoke that sort of confrontation with the National Guard. Is that one of the reasons you think there's some caution here?
Oh, absolutely. There's definitely an air of, they want to provoke whatever just for something to happen at a lot of these riots that they're trying to do. We're in law enforcement. We're there to protect everybody that's there, including the people around it and the protesters themselves, to make sure that no one gets hurt. So that has been the number one goal from the very beginning here. But we are trying to protect the rule of law and let them to be able to express their First Amendment rights at the same time. But they have to understand as people go through this and are, use intimidation tactics, and that is not the way, to conduct a lawful protest.
His comment about Zap, I mean, many people refer to that obviously a long time ago, but it was an example of the Guard being used in a law enforcement role. There's no doubt you could use them. It's just a matter of whether that is something the governor and emergency services is willing to do, right?
Correct. And the other thing is what I want to bring up here too is the Highway Patrol has been outstanding in this whole thing in assisting the county and us every step of the way. And also, that's what we have the EMAC for, and that agreement is that brings in trained and certified law enforcement, which the Guard does not have.
Okay, so any other comments you want to share specific to your story and things you're dealing with?
We have a question about the camp on the Corps land on the north side of the river. Is it correct they still do not have a permit? And if they don't, that's in Morton County and it's public land. Whether it's Corps or not, it's still public land. And could they not be removed? If they're not one of the tribe's camps, which they say, that they have the sacred stone as their main camp, that's in Sioux County. This camp, is that the one that's all the trouble, most of the troublemakers are coming from?
I'll let the sheriff answer that. I would only tell you that the Corps of Engineers is hopeless, right? It's a politically correct entity that has been infected without any idea of rule law. So they did get smart and say, you know what, maybe we should tell them we'll issue them a permit and we'll make them follow some rules, and if they don't follow the rules, it'll have to be renewed every 30 days. Well, by my review of the situation, they haven't followed the rules and the Corps has not done anything about it. And when asked about it, they sort of say, well, we kind of got a balance between First Amendment rights and property rights. So it's hopeless. Anything I say incorrect there, sir?
No, and that's correct on the question on the permit, that there was a permit that was granted on the south side of the Cannonball Bridge, which is in Sioux County, but the north side of the river, which is the main camp, there is no permit for, and the Corps didn't make a decision on it one way or the other.
What the Corps really should do, and they claim they're going to in days or weeks, not months, but is issue that final permit. That they issued an order to the company to say a permit was coming, and then this all started, and then that's when the politics started, and so they haven't actually issued that final permit to the company, and that's for the area right up to the shoreline. Is that right?
Yeah, there's two different things. One is that where the camp is in Morton County. That does not have a permit. And then there's the easement that goes under the river that the pipeline is waiting for, and that's what the whole lawsuit has been about.
They have the permit to go under the river, but they don't have the permit for the easement to work right adjacent to the river. Is that right?
No, right. They cannot drill under the river now because they don't have a signed easement. So they can work right up to the river, but they cannot drill underneath.
Right. So that's unfortunately what's going on there, and you know. It's I'm sure frustrating for all of you, but that's a federal government program problem there.
I have one more. And has anybody checked the plot map? Because I spent, you know, about 25 years on the Cannonball Ranch. And I'm pretty sure that where they're camped, that is not all core land. And where their main, where they made their own gravel road approach, I'm pretty sure that that is private land, at least for the small section off the highway. Because I hate that for a lot of years, and I know where the core stakes were. And has anybody even looked to see if that's another step that can be taken?
Sheriff, you want to take that one?
Well, from there, the majority of that they're on, there is some land, some private land in there, and the majority of that is core land. But that is correct. They have... There was gravel trucks brought down there and graders to make a road onto core land, which by federal regulations.
All right, we'll pick this up after the break, folks. Don't go away.
550.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDrive Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming auctions include exceptional land auctions in the following North Dakota counties: McKenzie, Botineau, Pierce, Mercer, Morton, Dunn, Golden Valley, Stark, Grant, Adams, Kidder, McIntosh, and Benson counties. And in Minnesota, Clay and Polk counties. Call Pfeiffer's today to get your free Pfeiffer's Fall Catalog, 877-700-4099, or view all of these incredible land auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
You can buy a car anywhere, so why do car, truck, and SUV buyers keep coming back to Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC? Because at Pucklett, you're treated like family. Shop Pucklett once and you'll be a customer for life. The Pucklett's name means quality, service, and selection. At Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC, you'll find a huge selection of new cars and trucks, plus mint condition one-owner trades. Serving you in Bismarck and now in Valley City, that's Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC, North Dakota's home for Chevy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Interesting. When this all first started, I was
one of the individuals that got approached by some men on horseback swinging ropes. I'd been carrying a firearm with me, and I do every day. I'm just like law enforcement now. I get up, I get dressed, I put a gun on my hip, and go outside to cut hay or check cows or whatever. They come up until they seen that I was carrying a firearm, and then one of the older gentlemen told them to back off. I had asked them to... They were trespassing on private property, come into a standing hay field I haven't cut yet, and they told me it was their land and I didn't have a right to be there. Some law enforcement officers come down, and we had a little story there, but they did leave or whatever, but it's challenging. You don't know, lack of sleep. Our dog barks at coyotes or barks at strange cars coming in. So at 2 o'clock in the morning or 4 o'clock in the morning, he barks. Well, is he barking at coyotes or, a badger or skunk or something, or is somebody coming into our yard that shouldn't be? You don't know. It's just me and my wife. I've lost a lot of... I do a small trucking business besides ranching, and I've passed up a lot of loads because you don't really want to leave your wife home alone. I've lost some business from the ranch from not being able to deliver some of my products to ranchers that need it sooner than what I could provide it for, and it's created a pretty good hardship.
You ready to be done with this?
Oh, yesterday.
Yeah. I mean, and is, what would you say the mood is around here, given you're a little short of sleep, you're day 63, 64? I mean, what are people feeling?
It's been ruled on. You know, most of it's private property, and I think the biggest problem is with social media that they don't know where they're at. You get all these people that are, they're like the sheriff said, they're paid protesters, and you're on tribal grounds and this and that. Well, they're not in Sioux County. They're not on the reservation anymore. It's deeded land, but most of those guys don't know it. And it's a bunch of uninformed people. And social media has got a big part to do with it, just because, most people aren't educated on what's actually here, and they just hear what they want to.
Yeah, well, that's the big magnet, right? That's bringing them in from all over because they can tell those stories and bring them in. It's unbelievable. Sure, you want to share? A story you want to share with us?
Yeah, I'm his wife, and the biggest thing with us is he has a little boy that lives a couple hours from here that we get to see every other weekend. And we have given up weekends already with him because of what's been going on here. And this last weekend, we were supposed to get him, and he called me Wednesday night and asked if he gets to come and wanted to know if the protesters were still there and if it's safe to come. And I know when he comes, he's scared because he wants me to sleep in the room with him or, sleep close by because he's worried about what's going on. And he's 8 years old, and he shouldn't have to ask those questions or be worried about stuff like that. And I myself carry a gun with me wherever I go. I've never carried one before, but I bought one, and I'm going to get my concealed weapons permit and everything so I can, so I can protect my family or, if it comes down to that. I hope it doesn't, but...
What do you tell them? How do you keep them calm?
We just tell him that if things are bad here, we would not go get him. I mean, his safety comes first, and if we have to rearrange things or whatever till things calm down, we just tell him that we wouldn't put him in jeopardy and go get him for that weekend. We'll give up that weekend and go get him another time.
Yeah, this is tough for kids. It's amazing.
A couple weeks ago when he came, he asked why there's a gun in every room of the house, so... He's kind of wondering. I said, well, if we don't know if they're going to, if something's going to happen where they're going to get riled up and come after us, or, I had that altercation with those few on my land, and they took pictures of me, too, and you just don't know. And I said, if they come in, I said, if we're trapped in a room, we're going to protect ourselves as long as we can. And he knows enough not to touch them and that they're dangerous, but he's kind of took him by surprise that we get guns hiding all over the house now instead of in the gun cabinet where they're usually at.
When they're taking pictures of you, what are you thinking? What are you saying? What is that encounter like?
It's like the sheriff said. It's just a scare tactic. It's not. They can't take a picture of me that anybody else can't, or that you can't pull up on Google or Google Earth of my property anywhere. It's just
wonder if they send it to their henchmen at the checkpoints or whatever. But like you say, it's unnerving, isn't it?
They could whatever. I mean, I probably put on more of a front than I should, but I carry, and if they want to come up and talk to me and you know, whatever. I don't have a problem with that. But if there's a bunch coming up with masks or whatever and swinging ropes on horseback like they did, you don't know what their intentions are. And if I have to, I will. I hope I don't. And I may wait too long and it might not work anyhow, but we're prepared.
Either way, it's no way to live. No doubt about it. Very difficult times. Tell me your story.
Well, I think the best way to sum it all up is a sense of instability. I mean, many people in this room have experienced the trespassing, the vandalism, the terrorizing, the list goes on. I think it's important for listeners to understand that this is farming and ranching community. People make their living off the land. This is an incredibly busy time. They're trying to finish harvest. We're trying to ship our calves. We're trying to haul hay. And so you go to bed at night and you have your list of the to-dos, and you don't know where a little commotion is going to interfere with your plan. A road might be closed. You might not be able to access, again, your pastures, your fields, land is left, work left undone. And so there's no sense of what lies ahead. And certainly the federal government has not assisted in providing any certainty in this process either with their intervention early on.
How does that make you feel?
Incredibly frustrated. And again, there's a legal process to be followed, and when the federal government can insert themselves and flip over a federal judge's ruling, that doesn't provide any certainty or for not only this project, but for any projects moving forward. Where is the rule of law? And how can we make logical business decisions when we have, again, no stability that way?
As we've been going through this, I personally don't believe that it's a majority of the Standing Rock personnel that are the people that are behind this and even want to take part in this. But it got to the part where there's so many out of state individuals that have come in here. So it's the out of state factions, like I said, that come in that want to keep doing this and intimidating people for the pipeline not to go in. The pipeline, you know, whether that goes in or not, it doesn't make a difference to me. What makes a difference is that it is goes in and it's done the lawful way. And right now they have the legal. They can go out and legally do the work. So just because of someone else has rights or they think that it shouldn't, doesn't mean that it can be stopped.
One more question over here. I don't know if a question or comment, but go ahead.
It's a quick comment and a quick question. I just wanted to, as I was stating to representative of the Farm Bureau, anyway, we have made it into the British paper, the Daily Mail. We had all this had to deal with Shailene being arrested. And my point is, you know, look at some of the comments. Everybody said, oh, wonderful, go ahead, girl, and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, but they have absolutely no idea what's going on. I don't think she does either. But it's like, oh, you know, they're protecting their land, you know, and, you know, excuse me, they don't even know that most of this is private property. And we need to get that out, PR, whatever, about what the facts are.
That's what we are trying to do, and I think she's suggesting more of it be done around the country, and that's where folks can help with this, so do your part. Fascinating conversation. Doug Goring will join us to talk a little bit about what can be done on behalf of these farmers and ranchers, the State Ag Commissioner, when we come back.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
What's on your mind? Continue special Monday edition of the program today, airing a good chunk of a town hall conversation we had with Sheriff Kyle Kirkemeyer of the Morton County Sheriff, leading the law enforcement effort against the lawlessness that has become the Dakota Access Pipeline. And it was heartbreaking, honestly, to sit down and look into the eyes of these families and understand what they've been dealing with for now nearly 70 days. And the toll it's obviously taking, it's just very, very frustrating. The entire unedited town hall tonight will air on 550 KFIRE between 7 and 9 p.m. Tell your friends and family, if you've been moved by what you heard here, tell your coworkers, tell everybody you know, listen to this. We have to do something about this. We have to stand with these people, please. We're going to chat with Doug Goring, the state commissioner, in a moment here, get his take on what can be done. And welcome your calls, questions, and comments for Doug and your reaction to what you heard today as well. We're brought to you by our friends at the University of Mary. You probably know about their traditional degree programs at the University of Mary, but did you also know they have specialized in education for working adults since 1959? That's right. At the University of Mary, you can combine your passion and experience with a master's or doctorate program that positions you for a richer, fuller life. Choose from 16 master's programs, business, nursing, healthcare, healthcare administration, counseling, education, 3 doctoral programs in nursing practice, physical therapy, and education. Because Mary offers one of the most affordable programs in the nation, you earn a degree of distinction without going broke, too. And best of all, the courses are taught in a flexible, accelerated format, too. You can take them online or at night, one of 4 locations right here in North Dakota. Their dedicated faculty experts are great, experts in their field, bringing real-world experience into the classroom. Classes are underway right now. They begin again November 14th, January 9th, and February 13th, March 20th, too. Learn more at umary.edu/master's degree, umary.edu/master's degree. All right, let me bring in Doug Goring. Doug's the state ag commissioner in North Dakota. You no doubt have heard him raise concerns similar to what you heard from farmers and ranchers in and around St. Anthony today in a town hall that we hosted, put together by with the help of our friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. So you have more ammunition, Doug, for what has your blood boiling these days. Question is, what can we do about it, do you think?
Well,
The biggest thing is, first of all, raising awareness, not only throughout the state of North Dakota, throughout the region, throughout the country. We just continue to have so many people flocking here. We continue to have people that are pouring resources and money into the protesters and activists. And quite frankly, if they were just on the peace camp and contain themselves, and that wouldn't be a problem. But the issue is they're leaving the peace camp. In fact, in many cases, we have situations where they're not anywhere near that area, and they're camping out in different areas, and then there's guerrilla tactics and warfare that's implemented. They go out and strike and run, and it's an issue. They're trespassing on private property. They're destroying property. They now we've been able to confirm numerous animals that are missing have been slaughtered. We have issues where people can't even travel out there in the countryside, back and forth to their farms and their ranches, going to the pasture, going to the fields. We can't get harvest done. We can't get truck drivers in to haul grain out or to chop silage. This has been a slow burn for almost 2 months. I'd say 7 weeks ago I started to get calls and concerns. I started compiling information. I started working with people trying to find out what other courses, what other actions could be taken to help them. Then the sense of urgency really started to fall upon us a couple, 3 weeks ago, knowing that harvest and winter is right around the corner. Their work wasn't getting done. We've had numerous farmers that have already lost work. We have one rancher who has some, he was self-employed, not only on the farm, but he also drives truck, hasn't left home for 7 weeks. Why should someone be afraid to leave home for fear that when you leave, someone's going to be there chaining themselves to your yard pole, destroying your equipment? You don't feel like your property is being protected. And it's been great to work with the Sheriff's Department because they have been very forward, very sympathetic. They're doing their best. They're stretched thin. And they're out there trying to do what they can to protect the public. And I think the frustration comes in that you have some in the media who are so irresponsible and have actually sided with the perpetrators and treated them like the victims. The real victims are the ones in those in that community, in that area, that have done nothing except for exist there, be a part of our national security by providing and producing food and feed and fiber. And this is atrocious what's been happening. People being threatened, driven off the road, property being damaged, vandalized, fences being cut, livestock being killed, hay being stolen. This is just beyond frustration. It's getting to the point that people are feeling desperate.
Tom and Hazen, question for Doug Goring on What's on Your Mind at 800-228-0550. Go ahead, Tom.
Josh, I heard you ask a question of the sheriff earlier regarding whether these people who have been arrested could be held and not released. And I was a bail bondsman for 15 years in Colorado, and in the area that I lived in, which was one of the resorts in the mountains, we had people there from all over the United States and even other parts of the world who would get themselves in trouble and get in jail, and I'm not sure how much you understand about the bonding process, but if a person commits a crime, they are arraigned before a judge. The judge has options. We can release them on their own cognizance if they have local ties. We can set a bail at whatever amount is appropriate for the charge. For that person to get out of jail on a bond, they either have to put up the money in cash themselves, or they have to hire a bail bond. The purpose of that bail, regardless of whether it's cash or a bondsman, is to ensure that the people have the right to prosecution. It's not just to let the person out of jail. If the person is placed in the custody of a bail bondsman by posting bail, he is legally in the custody of that bondsman. And the bondsman has the authority to go anywhere in the United States, even on a misdemeanor charge, without a warrant, and bring that person back.
Yeah, my question was more related to if, by the way, about 140 people have been arrested. The rap sheets on them are a mile long. There's an investigative report being worked on right now that we're going to hear about very soon about just, you know, how much. I've seen some of it. You can't believe some of the stuff these things have done. But if they get arrested for what we've described as terrorism and terrorizing people, to me, to let them be bailed out and then go back and do it is crazy. A few of them have been rearrested. So that's what I was trying to say. Is there more we can do either to, you know, ship them home or keep them in jail rather than let them come right back out and terrorize when the charge is that severe? But appreciate your expertise on it, Tom. You mentioned kudos to the sheriff, and they're doing a lot and stretched thin. We asked the sheriff if he needed more troops, who would like more guard troops. He does. You know, anything in the works here, Doug, that you would support, that you would call for to help this come to a close?
Well, I've had a great opportunity to visit with the National Sheriff's Association. They have done a really good job of stepping up and, I believe, working very diligently with the Sheriff's Department to try and provide more resources, bring in more people. It's important that we protect our public out here. Again, people driving around in mass, people blocking roads, people playing chicken, people threatening, intimidating. This just isn't right. This is North Dakota. This isn't our culture. And we should not be subjected to this. And quite frankly, when you have people, if you're letting them back out and they get rearrested, I would think at that point in time, there's good reason and probability to believe that they're going to continue. And
absolutely,
with that,
yeah,
they might as well deny them.
These folks we talked to, the majority of them said, you know, just more needs to be done, including, you know, an increased role for the guard. Would you support that?
I would. You know, and I know there's got to be a level of comfort there, and I know it will stir up some people just to see them, and they'll probably try to aggravate and entice them into some type of issue. But we need to find ways and roles in which everybody can play a role in this to help protect the public and set up areas where people feel safe, where they can go to work. So someone can transport grain back and forth from the field and not have roads blocked. And it's just incomprehensible when you think about somebody that can't even have his children or his wife or his hired man drive truck to haul grain back to the yard because you have thugs out on the road in masks that are stopping them, trying to drive them off the road, are threatening and intimidating them. It's just not safe. They don't feel safe, and for good reason.
We have an email from Melinda here that says, how can the average person help the farmers dealing with the damn protesters? How would you answer that?
I would just not allow the rhetoric and the misinformation that's out there to continue on. I've heard people say, well, maybe they just shouldn't be going on tribal land. This pipeline is not on tribal land, folks. And I can't believe how often I continue to hear that, even getting calls from out of state. This is not an issue of anybody being on their land, although some have tried to make it that. It's more about some of their grievances, but it's bad people looking for a situation to be vocal and get their 15 minutes of fame.
Doug Goring is with us today on What's on Your Mind. Questions or comments, welcome for him at 800-228-0550. I also want to play a couple more comments, and I'll share those with Doug, too, for another one of the families that is being impacted by this. We're not naming any names, but I just want you to hear what they are enduring. So stay tuned for that as well as we continue on What's on Your Mind. One final segment. By the way, we are going to air the entire conversation with ranchers, farmers, those families, and Sheriff Kyle Kirkmeyer tonight from 7 until 9. You'll hear some of what you heard today, but also more of it because it'll be airing in its entirety as it happened. Don't go away. More after this.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind?
800-228-0550.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC First Aid Coordinator Shelley Dahl discussing NDSC's HeartSafe program.
It is a program in partnership with the Bismarck and Mandan Fire Departments, and we're also partnered with CENCOM, our 911 system. And what we do is when the fire department goes in to do their inspection every year, they look to see if they have an AED. They ask if they have people trained on their AED, so if they have at least two people trained, and then also that they have it on a monthly check. Having them in public places is really important. National stat is that we should have one AED for every 1,000 people that we have in the state. And currently in the Bismarck and Mandan area, we have over 200 AEDs registered at 100 locations. So not nearly enough that are registered with us.
For more information on HeartSafe or to register an AED, visit heartsafend.org. That's heartsafend.org.
An update from Polar Service Center. They're looking for a service manager to run their Williston location. The applicant must have at least 3 years' experience, tank and management experience. Call Gary Myers now at Polar Service Center, 701-495-3592. They're also looking for experienced parts counter specialists at both their Killdeer and Williston, North Dakota locations. Polar Service Center offers competitive pay, great medical benefits, including 401k with match. To apply, call Gary at 701-495-3592. 701-495-3592.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Be safe with Be Mobile. That's why we want your kids safe. And Verizon, the name you know and trust for America's largest, most reliable 4G LTE network. And Be Mobile Verizon are more than just phones and tablets. Now they have this Hum technology. A tool that makes your car smarter and safer, with features like roadside assistance, diagnostics, maintenance reminders, vehicle locator, hands-free Bluetooth calling, and for a limited time, if you have a teen in your home getting their license, you can get the Hum equipment, the activation fee, and 3 months of service back as a bill credit. How's that for a good deal? BeMobile.com to find a location near you. They're everywhere in North Dakota, at the home, at your, near your home, at the lakes, and beyond. Also, Minnesota locations not far away as well. Thief River, Bemidji, Detroit Lakes. Connect to communicated B-Mobile, your Verizon wireless premium retailer. Back with more of our conversation with Doug Goring, the state ag commissioner in North Dakota. We're talking about concerns of farmers and ranchers on that pipeline. The North Dakota Farm Bureau recently wrote a letter to Governor Dalrymple, very critical of his leadership on this issue. What did you make of that, Doug? Do you share their concerns?
Well, I know that I believe that the governor is doing everything he believes is possible, and with the right approach, with the resources he has, and I'm sure it's a challenge at times. I'm not him. I'm not in his position. I'm doing what I need to do and how I need to do it. I'm approaching this as these are my farmers and ranchers and my rural citizens, and this is unacceptable, unacceptable behavior. They're being threatened, intimidated. They're the victims here, and I'm going to use the resources I have available and say something, try to deal with this. I mean, whether it's firewood coming into the state from infected areas or areas that are under question, we don't need to have any more pests brought into this state. We have been told that there's livestock horses that have come in without health papers. We're looking into that. We're trying to work with all the proper authorities to make sure that that's not happening and taking place. We are concerned about their ability to get their work done out there. I know the question has come up. Who do I get to sue if my farm's foreclosed on or I can't make my debts, make my payments at the end of this year? Do I get to sue the tribe? Do I get to sue the activists, the federal government, the state? Who's going to help me because I was prevented from doing my job? And that's a valid question. Our concern needs to be for the victims, and I'm standing on that. There's no reason innocent people should be victimized, intimidated, threatened by a bunch of thugs wearing masks and claiming how noble their cause is.
Speaking, by the way, you mentioned this earlier, the concerns over some, NDSA, which is the North Dakota Stockmen's Association, is raising concerns about one case involving a dead saddle horse, four dead cows, more than 30 head of missing cattle, three dead bison, and some animals appear to have been butchered. Did this happen?
It appears so. I was contacted last week about it. Also worked with the Stockmen's Association. We're still trying to verify some things, but it does appear that we have numerous head of livestock that have been slaughtered, and we have dead animals out there. They're all near the Cannonball area, and that those particular
Do we know who's responsible?
We don't. But I guess it could go back to the same thing when you have people stopping you on the road in masks and forcing you to turn around, or there's altercations. How do you identify somebody in a mask? How do you identify somebody that perpetrated this and you don't have a witness? It's difficult. Almost the same when you have vehicles driving around with no license plates or out-of-state license plates driving you off the road.
There is a license. There is, by the way, reward now for information leading to the arrest and conviction of any person stealing, butchering, or shooting cattle, horses, or mules in the state. Contact the Sioux County Sheriff's Office or call this number, 701-223-2522. Wayne in South Dakota. We'll get you in with Doug Goring here. Go ahead, Wayne. What's your question or comment?
Yeah. My question is, okay, as a property owner, if I have somebody trespassing on my land, what is my rights? Can I use deadly force?
Well, I'm not an attorney, and I'm not the sheriff or in law enforcement. As I understand, if someone came into your house, you would have the right to protect life and property inside your house. And I got to tell you, I'll share this information because it's been told to me so many times by so many different people. These people are looking for a fight. They're looking for an altercation. They want to raise the level of awareness nationwide to say, see how aggressive and bad this is up here? You have thugs out here trying to pick fights. And you get in the face of our ranchers and our farmers who are very independent, patient, humble individuals and start threatening them, and people are scared. They're shaking, and they want to act with some type of force. And I'd recommend you don't succumb to it. But the problem is you continue to do that to people, and you really paint them into a corner.
It's all the more reason it's got to end before something like that does happen. Wayne, appreciate the call. One texter says the Bismarck Tribune has been treating this as a friendly, fun-time family camp. Totally oversympathetic. Couldn't agree anymore, and I think that's what Doug was talking about. The media needs to report what's happening. Thank you, Doug. Thank you, listeners. See you tomorrow. God bless you.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you.
Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.